You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Jefferies, a leading foreign brokerage, anticipates a prolonged upswing in corporate spendings and the housing cycle, projecting a five-year growth trajectory. These sectors, constituting 75% of the total capital expenditure, emerge as major drivers. Jefferies suggests that any potential dip in CapEx plays, influenced by waning confidence in government-led initiatives, could present a strategic buying opportunity. The brokerage identifies Larsen & Toubro, State Bank of India, Lodha, Godrej Properties, Ultratech Cement, Thermax, Polycab, KEI, Kacharia, JSW Energy and Coal as its preferred CapEx cycle plays, signaling positive prospects for investors in India's evolving CapEx landscape. The report also anticipates a modest 7-8% growth in the government CapEx budget for the fiscal year 2025 in the upcoming interim budget. Up next, Adani Green's consolidated net profit more than doubled to Rs. 256 crore for the quarter ending December 2023. The consolidated net profit last year in the same quarter was Rs. 103 crore. The Q3 results also showed that revenue from operations in the third quarter increased 17% to Rs. 2,311 crore. Last year, in the corresponding quarter, the revenue from operations was Rs. 1,971 crore. The renewable energy company posted an EBITDA of Rs. 1,667 crore, which marks an increase of 95% over the previous year period. EBITDA margins for the quarter stood at 72% as the quarter results. This comes as Adani Green Energy said that it has completed the funding for redemption of its $750 million bonds. In another development, the All India Thermal Plant load factor is expected to continue to improve to 69% in FY 2025 from about 68% projected for FY 2024, said a report by ICRA. It added that it will be led by growth in electricity demand and limited thermal capacity addition. ICRA's outlook for the thermal power segment is stable, supported by the healthy improvement in the thermal PLF, coupled with the reduction in dues from state distribution utilities following the implementation of the late payment surcharge scheme in August 2022. It projects the demand growth to moderate to 5.5-6% in FY 2025 from the 7-7.5% projected for FY 2024 and slightly trails its expectations from the GDP growth for that fiscal. Moving on, the IMD has predicted a wet spell over the Western Himalayan region till February 3rd, with the possibility of isolated heavy falls on January 30th and 31st. The two western disturbances in succession are likely to affect northwest India from January 30th and another from February 3rd. Under the influence of these systems, light to moderate rain, snowfall is very likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh and Himachal. During the next 6 days till February 3rd, isolated heavy rainfall or snowfall is also likely over Kashmir on January 30th and 31st and over Himachal on January 31st. Higher reaches of Himachal are likely to witness heavy snowfall and rainfall from January 30th till February 3rd. Moreover, northern states of the country have been experiencing thick fog conditions for a few days. On Monday morning, fog engulfed the National Capital Region, disrupting flight operations at Delhi International Airport. Several domestic and international flights have been delayed, owing to the foggy conditions in the several parts of the country, the Flight Information Display Board at IGI Airport mentioned. The delays have been reported from international flights from Riyadh, Bangkok, Frankfurt and Copenhagen-Kastrup, among others. Domestic operations too got hit due to dense fog and adverse weather conditions. Delhi Airport FIDB showed, dense to very fog and cold day to severe cold day conditions are very likely to continue in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and UP. Meanwhile, oil prices jumped 1% on Monday on fuel supply concerns after a missile struck a Trafigura-operated fuel tanker in the Red Sea and as Russian refined products exports are set to fall as several refineries are under repair after drone attacks. Brent crude futures climbed 83% to $84.38 a barrel by 2341 GMT after hitting a session high of $84.80. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude oil rose 78 cents to $78.79 a barrel, commodities trader Trafigura said on Saturday. It was assessing the security risks of further Red Sea voyages after firefighters put out a blaze on the tanker, attacked by Yemen's Houthi group a day earlier. Lastly, Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited on Monday posted a jump of 82.1% in profit for the third quarter of FY24 at ₹3,181.42 crore as against ₹1,747.01 crore during the same period last year, missing estimates. It reported revenue from operations at ₹1,29,984.84 crore, down 2.5% on year in comparison to ₹1,33,347.51 crore during the corresponding quarter of previous year. According to CNBC TV 18 poll, BPCL was expected to record Q3 FY24 profit at ₹3,677 crore and the revenue was estimated at ₹1.05 lakh crore. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.